Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Party Foul.
I was going to say something, but I didn't want you to be mad right off the hop.
You can, I don't get mad. You can do whatever. So this is our new setup for now until I save up the coin to buy a new MacBook.
Yep.
We're using the iPad, and I had to buy a part for that to get it to work.
Did you remember to do something with the sound thing to get rid of all the echoey stuff?
That was in the other app
that we were
running that was, like, whatever. So now we're using the mixer, goes right into the iPad through this magic little doohickey, and, I could see the vibrations going around. This is everything's working well, that I can tell.
And you had some help with this?
I did.
Set up?
There was a cool guy who reached out to me. His name was Benjamin Farmer, and he helped me tech through a lot of it.
He's a farmer, but he helped you with the tech?
Yeah.
Well, wow.
You know,
fancy. He's like,
I want to say he's in New Mexico. I don't know. He's far away.
Right.
I sent him a OTC widget as a thanks for all his help.
Yeah.
So nice. Which I haven't mailed yet. Sorry, dude. It's in my car. It will make it there tomorrow. I swear.
Swear to God.
Lots of video. And he was like, you know, spent time doing video research. He's like, okay, this should work. And he'd send me the stuff. And I'd test it out. Hey, it doesn't work.
So, oh, man.
For me, it wasn't about doing it for cheap. It was about just getting it to work.
Yeah.
So there was another girl who was trying to help me do it who has like a, I don't know, like a YouTube channel or whatever.
Sure.
And she had posted how to do it. And I was like, I followed all those steps. It doesn't work. And she's like, well, maybe I can help you. So we were like going back and forth. And I was like, it doesn't work. And I'm like, this works. And then I showed her the iRig thing. She's like, well, I didn't want you to have to buy that. I'm like, but it works.
That's right. I'll pay the money if it works.
I'm not a 20-year-old trying to do this on $0. Yeah. I got a full-time job. I can do this shit. And I'm like, whatever. I'm buying it.
How much did the part cost? I didn't even ask you how much that fancy
thing did. It was like $50 plus, you know, 10, 20 bucks in cables. So it was like $80 after taxes.
Not too bad.
Yeah, it was
not a new laptop, anyway.
Going to run me like $2,500.
It's going to wreck you.
It's going to be bad. My PayPal account was looking so good after OTC. I'm like, yeah, look at all the money. And then I paid for the OTC because I pay the haul afterwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I transfer all the money out into like the account, and I was like, and there goes all the money. So I was like, oh.
And I'm broke again.
If only were there a way to make it pay for itself.
You got to just get all the money and then run off to New Mexico with your buddy Farmer there.
Yep. So we also had I did a raffle. I don't know if you even noticed I did that. I did a picture of all my models that I have to paint.
Oh, and then guess how many.
And I was like, how many models is it? two correct answers.
Oh, yes.
Corey got it right, which is one of our local dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
And Scott Scafferty got it right. So
was there a trick involved? Like, were there models hiding in there or something?
They're just all jammed together. You just had to do the math.
Had to do the counting.
And it was amazing how close.
Corey Weistra got it?
He got it, yeah. So it was like, there was like a lot of 54s, a lot of 56s.
Yeah.
But the actual was 55.
It's like guessing the beans in the bean jar.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Except they're not really colorful because they're not painted.
Yeah, there's one Signar model in there that I think was kind of tucked in and around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People were missing
small things in there.
So he won that. I sent him his thing, and he might actually bought a couple extra, yeah. If you're looking for those cool CP term counters, send me a message. I've got some left, and I'm selling them for cheap.
Yep.
It's a good deal.
They are great. They're awesome. Just to pop on a table and play.
Yeah, they're nice and small. Anyways, on my painting table, as you can't see.
A box of 56 models, apparently.
No, I painted six of them.
Oh, damn.
77. I finished seven.
Down to 49.
That's right.
Just clicking it down there.
48. Seven, I said. 48. Yep. Yes. So Brun and Lugger done, and I did the five cav. And the Slayer's almost done. I can probably pound that out in like half an hour. And I have two Afflictors that I could probably pound out in half an hour.
We're going to talk about some Slayers.
Some pricks soon. Yeah. Slayers. Nothing I'm like, I don't know, like all the stuff on my painting table is like not like I'm excited about. So
I have a bit of a problem with getting excited about stuff right now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to poke you about my trolls.
My trolls! You have to be super specific because
Greg so doesn't want to paint my trolls, he smashed my ice troll on the ground. He's just like, I'm not painting this.
This guy sucks. But I was actually noting that they are, I don't know if PP's making their lights smaller or something, but these guys seem tiny.
He does. They look more like,
a little, like, better detailed, but maybe no bigger than a champion.
The light war beasts are getting smaller, but their plastic trolls are getting bigger. So, like, if you look at the warders and the champions,
they're huge.
Bigger, yeah.
They look like lights.
I can't wait to get my hands on the new Crix box with the new Blood Gorgers that I ordered that thing in. So.
They're big, right?
They should be bigger, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I hear they're pretty darn good with Scar 3 and in that new team there.
I don't know anything about Scar 3.
Like, it went through CID and stuff, so we don't know what the final version is.
I don't know.
I think they have, like, Killing Spree and Overtake and
no idea.
Vengeance and, you know, the bucket of rules that they threw at them in CID.
I followed CID for Trolls because Trolls were like in a bad place, and I was like, all right, I'm going to follow this. That's the only one I think I've ever really done. Yeah. Even, I played Kador, and I didn't follow Kador. I didn't follow Crix. So just I just don't know.
I don't follow it super closely, but kind of pick up a few things here and there. We are going to talk about a few things, though. We're going to talk about...
We're still doing introductions.
Oh, all right.
That's me. That's on my painting table. It's like,
And what are you playing these days, anyways?
I'm still doing Trolls, but I've been building lists for Kador right now.
Really? You got problems.
I totally do, but I'm like, okay.
Are you building the Man of War theme dudes?
Well, I already have them all.
I don't have all of them. You have the new stuff.
Well, I don't have the tankers.
Yeah, yeah.
But I totally... Mark III, I was like, these guys are going to be amazing. And I picked up a whole bunch of used stuff. I bought the two-player battle box or whatever it was that was in there. I don't know. I bought a whole bunch of used Kador off people that had them.
Oh, okay.
So I had multiple units of them.
Right, you're ready to roll. I'm good, are you?
I just need a couple of the key souls.
Do you have the, I don't know what they're called, the guys with the chainsaws on their guns? Yep. You have those guys too?
Nice. I got them all. Got them all and ready to go. Except, you know, they don't have the tankers, but yeah. No, I'm good there.
And the battle engines, they got some new battle engine thing.
I did ask some better Kador players than me.
Whether or not they're good, and they're like, no.
Do I need one?
Well, they haven't released the final rules, have they? It's just it went through CID, and everybody kind of knew where it stood at the end of CID, but we don't know what's happened with it when they actually finish up all their internal play testing and whatnot. So, anyways, excuse me.
I'm Scott, and that's my stuff.
That's your life, right? Well, I'm Greg, and my painting table is some stuff that I don't really want to paint, because
it's my stuff.
Bored, and I get easily distracted by video games right now.
Really? Video games? You?
Dave introduced me to that Heroes of the Storm, which is probably a horrible video game, but it's just easy to sit down and play, right? As opposed to sitting down and painting. But I am finishing up my second unit of Hollow Men. They're almost done. And then besides that, I still got a Madrak 3 on my painting table that nobody wants to love.
Well, I still want them.
And a brawler. And then Scott gave me a couple of the new troll lights, which I don't even know what they do. I haven't seen anybody playing with them, so.
I think maybe Horlock 2 might use 2 bashers. Maybe 3.
Right. Is the new lights in War Room and everything?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I should look at them or something, see if they do anything cool.
Well, they're just cheap.
Cheap, are they?
I think there's 7 or 8 points.
Is the,
but they're by no means anywhere near what, like, you know, Kador Jacks are.
Well, no, duh. Nothing. Nothing close to that. But are they, like, I heard that the Ice Troll guy is actually better than the Spear Chucking dude.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I guess you can use him, like... you can use him with the stone.
Right, and then he gets a +2 strength.
And, then you can put Rage on him.
Yeah.
And then he's like POW 18.
Yeah, that would definitely be better.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a set range of 10. You can't bump snipe him unless I don't know. What does the Spear Chucker guy get up to with range? With 12. Snipe? 12? Man, 10's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty good. POW 18 gun. It's pretty good. Because I was like, the 4 times that I tried Trolls, I tried Madrak 3 with impalers and guns and stuff like that, and it didn't really... work all that well, but these guys are 9 points, so they're 2 points cheaper, and if you can rock them up to POW 18, that's a pretty sweet gun. Get some puppet strings on there and blow some shit up, bro! And I don't know what this basher guy does or whatever. What's not the basher? What's the light guy called?
Basher. It is basher.
The light guy's a basher, and the other guy's a brawler. Oh, I'm going to make it complicated.
Yeah.
And there's another Earthborn. Apparently Scott needs 2 Earthborns for something.
Earthborns are 14 points.
Yes,
apparently. I will definitely be building less with 2 Earthborns.
Yes. They may change their immunity so they're not quite so immune, but...
They'll still be totally immune.
Armor 24. They'll be armor
20 or 22. I don't care.
They could be armor 24 with the stone and the immunity, because you're going +4 armor.
Oh, are they doing that with immunity now?
Well, that's what they're talking about currently. Apparently there's another CID change for Crucible Guard, but I don't... Yeah, they're talking about +4 armor. So, but it doesn't really work for single wound infantry because... they still gonna die.
Yeah.
Even if they are armor 17 or something like that, right?
It's funny when people are talking about it, they're like, how do you feel about this? You know, I'm like, there are smarter people out there that will tell you better.
Yeah.
Like the one thing that somebody said was like, well, it makes Nemo 3 better. And I was like, why is that? He's like, he kills Kruger 2 every time now.
Yeah, fuck right, he does.
Like, all of a sudden he's not immune anymore, and it's just like it's just one less die. All right, feet, he's still 2 guys. You're gonna die.
Yeah. Dice off 5 still sounds pretty good. Well, actually no, it's dice off 3 with the little firefly being close to him.
Naturally. So it's like, all of a sudden, it doesn't matter.
So I got all that stuff there that I'm not super excited about. Something else that I'm working on that I've got all laid out on my table, but I haven't actually started doing, was we placed an order for a place, got a bunch of sort cheaper of supposed stuff. To be cheaper stuff. But I got Carrion. Yeah, you did. You got Carrion Thralls, the Krix infantry unit.
I bought some too.
Yeah, I know you did. But I'm going to use mine for on my Old Witch 3. I'm going to sort of decorate her base and whatnot.
To be honest, I have buyer's remorse.
For the stuff that you got? Well, you bought Assault Commandos. I mean, really.
They're just for the collection. I need Cosslight Woodman. And I think my Kador collection would be complete. So if anybody out there has a used box of Cosslight Woodman that they want to sell for cheap, I'm actually in the market.
Really?
No, but I don't know. My Krix isn't my focus. I'm not going to play Scar 1 pretty easy. I can't do the Slayers. I'm not buying the Slayers. I've already been...
You feel like you're just going to...
I've already been lose out punished on that? Once.
Yeah.
So if people want the Slayer list to be nerfed,
yep,
they have to come together as a community and buy me like 7 more Slayers.
And then you're ready to take
and
the
And then
bullet.
I will nerf it. As soon as I have it fully painted, it gets nerfed. I've
then you'll take it to your first tournament and you'll get Gatsby assassinated.
Oh, sure. It doesn't matter. But the fact is, as soon as I paint it, it gets nerfed.
Yes, of course.
Ghostly? Like 3 weeks.
What was that? Body and Soul?
Oh, yeah.
You bought Body and Soul, and then like 2 weeks later it was done.
I think I had it a little longer than that. You couldn't pilot it or shit, but...
What?
Yeah, we took it to a tournament, and I like gave it to you to use. You're like, oh, this is all crap. I don't like this. And you lost round one for me.
I don't remember doing that.
Yeah.
This is all lies.
You could only play for one round, and I had to miss first round, so you played it for me, and then we swapped out?
Yes.
Yeah. You lost. Thanks.
I'll go with that. I don't know what's going on.
It was so good.
It was broken as fuck.
Of course it was.
So, anyways, so that's all the stuff. I got lots of stuff that I can do. I'm being lazy, like I am. Motivation's a thing.
We'll do let's aim for one troll thing a week. One a week.
So it's ambitious.
No, it's one brawler. That doesn't take you long.
Right.
He's almost done anyway.
So I'll do one fucking, what are they called? Scatter gunners a week.
No. Units will be different. That'll be okay, yeah, work a little harder.
So I can maybe do that. One scatter gunner. You out of booze, are you?
I'm running low. I'm drinking
by
myself.
It is St. Patrick's Day.
It is St. Patrick's Day, but yeah.
And Scott's drinking Irish cream. Delicious, I guess. But
it is delicious.
I'm not drinking. I'm going to have to drive home, and I don't want to worry about ride programs.
A lot of ride
and
programs
stuff
out there. Don't do it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so what should we talk first? Do you want to do events? What's coming up?
Sure, we can talk about events, and then let's just give it a little table of contents about what we're going to talk about.
Okay, well.
In general. Anyways.
We could try that, and then we won't follow it, so.
No, probably not. So we're going to talk about events coming up, and then we're going to talk about the new Legion. What do they call it? Dynamic update or something like that?
Right, because that went live in Facebook.
Yeah, I got some interesting stuff to talk about that because one of our locals has been testing some stuff out. And then the third thing is we're going to talk about Krix, some general Krix power stuff.
we'll dabble on it.
Yeah, we'll sort of babble about some Krix stuff. So anyways...
So the next event that we have coming up here that's local to us is the SOO, which is the Southern Ontario Open. I want to say it's in April.
It's April.
Yeah.
First weekend in April.
I want to say April.
I think it's 5th, 6th, and 7th, or 6th, 7th, and 8th, whatever that happens to be.
So check Facebook for it. Find it. Tickets are for sale.
Yep. I don't know what the price of the tickets are. I bought mine quite a while ago. Was it 70 for a 3-day, a full thing ticket?
I think it's 70. But they have Champions on this Friday.
Yep.
Open which Masters, which is basically anybody can go. You just sign up and you're in.
Do we want to talk just quickly? It's 6th, 7th, and 8th at the Hamilton Sheridan downtown.
Okay.
In Hamilton, where it's always been.
Yep. So, well, no.
First year it was somewhere else?
It was at Allegiant Hall.
Right. Then you got to grow it. So it was a great event. I've been every year since it's been at the Hamilton Sheridan.
I've shown up every year.
Yes, you have.
With a wife and a kid, I haven't been able to play.
The one year you did some commentating.
I've done commentating for the last 2 years. I think I've done some commentating with Moose Machine, which is a ton of fun, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I totally enjoy it.
Yeah, hopefully.
Some days it's I can play all day Friday, but I can't play Saturday or Sunday, so it's
it's just individual tournaments in a way, right?
Yeah, but if you make the finals, it's the Sunday they do them.
I think you only make the finals through the Saturday event.
I thought they did
the Friday.
Sometimes they do the champions first thing Sunday morning, early.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't say it on the website or anything.
I don't know. Then I don't know what they're doing this year.
In the past, yes. Well, the formats have kind of changed a bit. So.
Yeah. And now they have Masters on the Saturday.
Let's talk about Champions.
Okay, back to Champions.
People might not know exactly what Champions is because it's not super popular or anything like that.
Yeah, it's definitely not. A lot of stores don't run it.
Which I'm kind of disappointed in a way. I think it's kind of interesting.
It is. It's also the painting requirement.
Which is it actually required to be painted as well?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure about that.
Maybe they've changed it now, but no, I believe it was, you had to be fully painted.
Right.
And it's also the limited casters. And as soon as you limit casters, some people are just out.
No, it's true. Some people are like, I don't play any of those casters or whatever.
Like, I've lost all interest. Like, that, a lot of times for champions for me, I got to look at them, and I'm like, hey, I play those two. I'm in.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, I could do this. And it's like,
well, no. I'm currently playing a faction with six casters, so it's not terribly limiting.
You're okay then. Yeah. You're like, oh, you don't get to play exactly. one guy. Or...
Exactly. I was going to check and see if it was painted. But yeah, no, it's limited to four casters. They haven't changed that for, like, limited factions yet. I think there was some talk about that, possibly. I thought I heard some talk about that. Or maybe it was just people locally saying that.
That made more sense.
Convergence with five, six casters, whatever they have now, is, like, not terribly limiting either, right? So, yeah. Anyways, I can talk about what I have and what I'm thinking about taking and whatnot. So, I'm playing Grimkin. And so for Grimkin, they on their ADR, they have Heretic, Old Witch 3, The Wanderer, and King of Nothing. So the stuff I'm considering taking is Heretic in Bump and King of Nothing in the Menagerie, the Beast Heavy one, right? There's a bunch of reasons for that, but you kind of have to look at what the other factions have to play. Because each faction is much more limited, so some of the boogeymen that are normally in the meta aren't necessarily there. Mm. So, I don't know. I'm not going to go into every reason why I took that. But I haven't really been feeling a ton of love for Old Witch lately. I think I have to get back to her, and I'm probably going to play her for Masters anyway, seeing it's a three-list event. But I really don't like not having Arcana. It really bothers me.
Do you know if the Masters is DNC 1?
I don't know. I'd have to check the rules, but I'm pretty sure Masters is DNC 0, because you're basically going to play like five rounds, maybe? Six rounds, maybe? You got three lists. It seems very limiting. I'm pretty sure it's DNC 0. I was just going to check and see if there was painting requirements on the champions.
Champions.
Did you even look to see who was on the troll champion?
No. I think I have looked and I can't remember now. I think it's like Borka 2 and Grim 1 would probably be my pairing. I think they were on it.
Grim 1 is. Borka 2 is as well. Yes, they both are.
And Cole Grimma maybe?
Yep, she's definitely on there.
And I don't remember the other one.
I don't believe it's fully painted.
I could be wrong. I could 100% be wrong.
Yeah, I mean that really does limit it.
It used to be fully painted only.
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about being fully painted.
It would take us too long to search it.
So, well, I took a quick look through the document. So I know everything now, right?
I know everything.
Okay, so that's the champions. That's Friday.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. Like I said, because it's a different type of format.
Yeah. I'll be there for sure, at least commentating.
Right.
Whether or not I get to play yet, we're still in discussions.
Mm-hmm.
But I can easily sneak out of work to do that, so.
Yep. I guess I should... Doesn't say about a maximum capacity for that, but their Masters event is a maximum of 128 players.
Yeah.
And that is a three-list event.
And I think they've been close every year, too. Been, like, close to...
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. No, for sure. For sure it is. So I think... I did contact the event organizer and ask them about whether or not they're taking pre-registration. And he said no, but when I look on the website, there is a spot where you can submit your lists so that...
They can check them, and then did something with Conflict Chamber, I think, came after your conversation with them.
Right, right, right.
So now they're with Conflict Chamber, so
yep.
You publish your list to the site, nobody else gets to see it.
Right.
But they get to obviously know it's been list checked, and they're...
And they know you've kind of made your intent clear.
Yes.
To come and play.
Like, I want to play this, so yeah, that's what they've done.
So yeah, if you are concerned about a spot being available, and you don't want to show up at 8 o'clock in the morning to register or whatever, then do go through the website for that. You can just search for Southern Ontario Open 2018 and you'll get a spot right there. Perfect. For it.
And then they got Masters Saturday. We're on to Masters now.
Yes, Masters is Saturday.
Which is a...
check this and make sure, but my phone isn't working that well. Because Champions and Masters is all in the same document apparently, so I that's another reason why I don't think that the painting is required. Oh, although painting is not required for Masters, players are encouraged to show off.
It's Masters.
Yes. But like I said, both of the, there's the same document for Masters and Champions, oddly enough. So, anyways.
And then Sunday will be the finals for Masters, and we're not sure what else it says.
It does say that there's other events to be decided upon or something like that. Yeah, and traditionally there's like in the evenings or the midnights or whatever, the deep dark night, there's going to be like spell draft and who's the boss and stuff.
Eight-team, three-player team event that they do too, but that sells out pretty quick.
Eight teams?
Eight teams only.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That was only three rounds, right?
Yeah.
So I think they did that.
And that's for the midnight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Because you only have like 10 hours to run like, through it. We've got to pound us out. Yeah.
Let's do it.
You can't have that many, for sure. So yeah, that's what's coming up next in like 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
It's pretty soon. Yes. So I should get some lists ready. I don't know what I'm going to play for the three list, to be honest. Definitely going to be like probably Dreamer, Old Witch. And then either
King of Nothing, baby, or you like the Heretic?
I do. I don't know if I like him or not. I've been playing him a lot lately, Heretic's trying to like good. find something that kind of works.
You just
I can tell you. Well, when we get to talking about Crix, if you play against Gaspy 3 and he's got 30 focus, he's at least not going to be hellfiring the Heretic to death, right? Because he can't be targeted by spells. So, he'll just blow up your army or something.
Yeah, right? I like him for the like against troops. Like it's really annoying. When you have the Arcana that's like, nope, no charging. Yes. You're like, what?
And
you're
like I said, that's another reason why I've been like kind of cold on Old Witch. She's cool. She's got a great kit. She has a lot of things, but the Arcana are like so important for certain matchups or something like that, for shutting down certain things.
So I haven't played against them enough.
Against Arcana or against the Heretic?
All of them. I've got like two, maybe three games.
Oh, yeah?
I felt so. It's like, I'm just going to get
more games in, bro.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, no, I know. I guess I'm a little, like I said, a little cold on Old Witch just because of the lack of Arcana thing. And I haven't played the Child in a long time just because she feels a little one-dimensional, but I have intentions of getting back to her and giving her another kick. Yeah, no. There's Vlad certain
one,
casters.
Baby. Vlad 1,
Abby 2, you know, these are casters that are one-dimensional.
One-dimensional, but Rockets work.
They do their thing. They do it very well. So as long as your opponent's not prepared to deal with that one thing, you're good. You're good to go. You're gold. So, that's SOO.
So we got TGX coming up.
We do? When's that?
That's in July. So we can talk about that another day.
No, we can run through it quickly.
The website you want to go to is tabletopgamingx.com. Tickets are live. We've quietly went live yesterday or today.
I should go buy a ticket or
we
something.
We haven't posted anything yet, so this is us first announcing it, I guess.
Yeah.
Tickets are $55 early bird,
mm-hmm.
And that's 3 days.
Nice.
No gimmicks, no nothing. Just we just went, let's make it cheaper for everybody.
Right. And so no shirts, no dice. No
nothing. It's just it's $55 for the weekend.
Yep.
And so for War Machine, we're going to have the LCQ for the World Ender on the Friday, a team event on the Saturday, which will also qualify you in the World Ender. Yep. World Ender Finals. We'll probably do some blind doubles or something on the Saturday. Gaming afterwards, beforehand, whatever. Doesn't matter. That happens all night long like we did last year.
Yep.
You know, they were playing random board games, Magic, whatever. They did a draft or something last year.
I played some Carcassonne. No. What the fuck was it called? Caverna.
Yeah, until like, what, 3, 4 in the morning.
Oh, God. My brain was melting by the end of that. But yeah, no.
So that's all going to happen again. The location changed this year. It's still at the Signature, but now it's at the OTC.
Right.
So the same place that we run the OTC, we're doing it there again.
Yep.
And, you know, there's War Machine, 40K, Hobbit, Infinity. You actually
got Hobbit? What do you mean, like Hobbit? You mean Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, there's a Hobbit game.
That was a Hobbit game.
And
they
want it. So,
oh, okay.
We were like, all right, we'll give you space. So
How many players do you have, like, space do you have reserved for that game? I'm just curious. I've never heard about it.
They can go up to 30.
Yeah, yeah.
But they said they'll easily hit like over 20, so.
Oh, okay.
And whatever, we'll give them a little spot and they can pound out their games. And
cool.
Same with Infinity, we expect 20 to 30.
Is it called Hobbit because it's like, they got the Battle of the Five Armies or something?
I really don't know
anything about it? You don't know the skirmish or large scale?
Games Workshop used to sell it. I don't know if they still do.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, we got 40K, which will be run by Ridvin again, and we're expecting at least 40 players for that. It's
sure.
It's going to be a GT, and they all said it's going to grow from last year. So we're like, okay, we'll give you the space.
Oh, it's very cool to go, and like I do have 40K stuff. I haven't played much of 8th edition, but last year when we were there, you know, you hear those guys hooting and hollering over on the other side and stuff like that. So yeah, it's they're still having fun with it.
They are. So yeah, we'll have all that. Guild Ball, whatever. We have everything. It's all over the website. So it's just a one ticket price. Play whatever you want. When you register, you click the game events you want to do, and it puts you into each one of those. And then,
right.
And then we track you that way. So
excellent.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun.
Yay! So yeah, it's not just War Machine. It's there's a lot of other stuff going on there.
And it's also the casual gaming. Just come out and play.
Yes, like I said, we were up into the wee hours playing just random board games and stuff like that. So there was some guys playing that game where your guys go insane and stuff. What's that called?
Mansions of Madness.
Mansions of Madness. Yes,
we had that going on.
And didn't you have a copy of that that game? That's based on a video game.
Dark Souls.
You're like daring people to try to play.
I gave it away. I sold it to Charles for $50. I'm like, I'm losing my shirt on this, but I will never play it. I give up. Take it away from me.
Too complicated. Please. Oh yeah, for sure. Charles lots of different options there.
I got Kingdom Death that I'm working on.
I mean, very slowly.
Yeah, I got 48 more models.
You got to have a an assembly party, basically.
Hey, buddy,
just do one Monday night, have a bunch of people come over and assemble models.
Yeah. And that's like, I don't even know where to put them afterwards. Like, I've got like only like 5 models glued together. I'm like, I don't even know where to put these. It's not like they give you a spot. So I'm like,
you can buy Kingdom Death foam.
I'm going to probably have to do that.
Like, for the specific models. It's crazy what you can get specific stuff for.
Battle foam, that's what they're good for, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. Okay, so that's TGX.
And we'll do another roundup on that one. Again.
Yeah, as we get closer. Was there something else that we were going
to
talk about?
No, just looking at DeSouza's message to me, because I'm apparently going to buy Legion to give away. So that was the other, we talked
about. Yay! Well, prizes, you know, we didn't really talk about prizes.
Prizes. We always do big raffles at the OTC, and it went over really well. So I'm trying to get a nice big raffle together for TGX so we can do the same thing.
Yep.
And whatever. It's good times.
Okay. Is that it for events?
That's it for events.
Okay. Ooh. Let's talk about Legion of Everblight.
Jeremy, where are you? Pull up your chair.
Oh, he wouldn't.
Jeremy Shy.
He wouldn't lower himself to talking about Legion on this podcast. He needs his own podcast. No, he doesn't want that. Doesn't want that at all. Okay, so we can quickly go over what the changes were. There was two caster. Well, this is not everything, right?
We're just going to highlight some of the.
The stuff, this is like a dynamic update. There's going to be Primal Terrors, the theme force, and all the stuff that was in that is going to come later. Like Golab and what the hell is the Ogryn caster? I can't remember what her name is, and all the Ogryn models and stuff like that. That information hasn't been updated yet. This is just stuff that they decided they're going to put out now. So the two casters they kind of put in this was Abby 1 and Thagraj 2. And I think most of the stuff that is in here is not that much different than what was in the CID, but they changed her feat so that it still heals the battle group completely.
Right.
So it can still be stopped by killing effects. Or just killing things. That helps with
that's what I've always liked. I'm like, I just won't damage you. I will kill you.
Just kill you. And it also grants the models rapid healing. So after they take damage from attack, they heal D3 damage.
That's part of the feat?
That's part of the feat now, yes. So it gives you an opportunity to use it defensive manner. Or you get both out of it, depending on how the game has progressed. If your opponent's super unlucky, then you get both effects, right? Spontaneous mutation has changed so that she doesn't spend fury now. She spends health to do it, so she gets each one for every point she works for, and this works very well because she likes to use her fury for other stuff, even though she's resourceful and she upkeeps all her spells in her battle group for free. And it also works extremely well with her feet because she'll end up cutting for a few things before that, and then she feats and she heals all that back. Especially on the turn, you can just cut for everything and then feat, and then she gets all that back, right? She lost Aggravator and Forced Evolution, and it was replaced with Playing God and Refuge. And in my opinion, these are both way better spells. So the Playing God is an upkeep spell. War Beast in her battle group. Actually, it doesn't say in her battle group. Her feat is only battle group, but it looks like Playing God is not. So
what's the wording on Playing God?
Target friend and living faction War Beast is affected by spontaneous mutation effects while they affect Absalonia. Additionally, once per turn, Absalonia can transfer damage to the affected War Beast without spending fury. So it doesn't say battle group. I don't know if that's a...
Must be a... Does it say friendly, though?
It says friendly. It does say friendly.
Okay, so
friendly
that means if you have, like, a minion one, then I guess...
If you have a... What's the little chick called?
Scarith? No.
No, it has to be faction, so the Beast Mistress or whatever. Right. You could put that on a shredder in her battle group or something. I don't know. It seems really like a waste of it, but...
It says friendly faction, though, not just... Friendly.
It doesn't say friendly. It says friendly living faction war beast.
Friendly living faction war beast. Okay.
So it'd have to be like the beast mistress, basically, right?
Right. So there's things.
Or if you're playing with multiple casters, you could put in somebody else's battle group. And like I said, that feels like it's just a mistake. Probably should be modeled in your battle group. So it used to be in the first couple of set editions of CID, she was allowed to transfer indefinitely to the model with Playing God. And certain people thought that was broken, so it's been changed just once without spending fury. And also Refuge, and that's a great spell. It's where if you hit or the model with the upkeep on it hits an enemy model with an attack, that's any type of attack, a spell, a melee attack, a ranged attack, anything like that, it gets to make a full advance at the end of its activation. I believe it, yes, and then it can't be targeted by free strikes during that movement. So there's a ton of applications for Refuge.
Oh, yeah.
You can use it for ranged attacks. You can use it for melee attacks. Or Abby herself can put it on herself, and she can make magic attacks, and if she hits the target with the magic attacks, then she can Refuge.
So I'm getting back.
Yeah, exactly. And
how do the Legion players feel about her? Like, are they like, yes, she's going to start cracking the list now, or are they just like, eh, it's cool, but no.
Still don't. I don't know. I don't know. There hasn't been. I haven't really. I don't get a lot of sense of what Legion players think. I only really get a sense of what Jeremy thinks. Right. He's played her. He's played her a few times. I think the list he was trying with had an Archangel, and the Archangel does seem to work decently well with her feet and Playing God and that type of thing. He needed to adjust his list because he was having trouble with mat issues. And also with threat range. So he felt he really needed a Seraph in the list for the flare and for the slipstream. Mm. Right? She's not like a super armor-cracking type of person. Although she can get like +2 strength for one war beast for a turn. She's really kind of like a jank caster. Because she has this, besides Refuge, she has a spell called Blight Burst. And it's not actually in the update here, so I'd have to look up on War Room. But I believe it's range 10. Costs 3, it's POW 13, 4-inch AoE, and the AoE stays on the table, wherever it happens to land, whether you hit your target or it deviates, and models, enemy models in the AoE cannot spend focus and cannot be forced. So if you're a warlock, you can still spend fury, you just can't force a warbeast
right in
there. And we were kind of talking about in the games that Jeremy played, he didn't really kind of like focus on that spell as a thing, or leverage for control or whatever. But depending on what you're trying to build or how you're trying to play the game or something like that, like it seems like a lot of her kit, like with Refuge and stuff like that, is kind of like hit and run type stuff, or control a little bit of the board here and hit and run here, that type of thing. Because she has resourceful, she can leave all her upkeeps on, and she can potentially cast Blight Burst twice, right? So you can put 2 4-inch AoEs on some stuff and make it so they can't spend focus. You can, if you're fighting 1-inch melee warjacks, you can Blight Burst your own heavies. Mm. And that means if the enemy model ends in its 1-inch melee range, it's in the Blight Burst and it can't spend focus.
Right.
So there's some potential jank there. Because of the range 10, he was thinking he needed Spell Martyrs to really land those. But like I said, you could put Refuge on her and she could advance up, drop some Blight Bursts, and then back off to a safer location, right? And if she's got Playing God up, she still has a free transfer in there, right?
Yeah.
Even if she's naked. So I think she's a very interesting caster. She's just not... She's not Abby 2. She's not like, I'm going to charge in and wreck you
kill
in one
everything.
Turn. Yeah. So it depends. But I mean, there's stuff that Abby 2 doesn't play that well into, so... I don't know what those things are, because I play Grimkin. But there are things that she doesn't want to play into. And I guess things that she doesn't want to play into that I gather from Legion players is she doesn't like guns very much, because she doesn't do anything to protect her battle group from guns. I don't think Abby 1 necessarily does anything different than that, right?
But does Abby 2 protect her guys from guns?
No.
So...
And neither does Abby 1, really. So it's like, the question is, why would you take Abby 1 then? I don't know. Like I said, she's got some jank in there, and you have to really be into experimenting with that jank. And there's also issues with just the healing as well. For one thing, like when I played him, I was playing Grimkin, which
death
is...
Death Knell.
There's the Death Knell on top of that, but there's also Grimkin have an Arcana called... what the fuck is it called again? I'm sorry. I'm spacing out here. But it's the one where if you damage a friendly faction model with a corpse token, For a round, enemy models cannot have damage removed from them in your Warlock's control area.
So there you go.
So that's kind of really bad for, because it just basically shuts down her feet.
Yeah, sorry about your feet.
We're kind of talking about it, and what he kind of has to do is he has to kind of go up with a beast, damage a model with a corpse token, and try to pull out that arcana, which I'm going to try to find the name of. It's got a weird name. Accursed arcana. So you try to pull out accursed before you activate Abby, and so then the groom kin player has to decide whether he's going to pop it then or not. And if he does, then you know you don't have to feed that turn or something like that, right? But it's not good. It's definitely not a good thing. And also the death knell came up because Jeremy was like, well, I'll just, because I'd done some damage to the Archangel. He's like, well, I'll just pop my feet and heal up the 12 points that's on the Archangel. I was like, well, you can't. You're within 5 inches of the death knell. And so he's like, fuck this shit. So healing feats, potentially not so good.
I've been Doomy 3 in that situation where I'm like, oh, my Mountain King will never die. I feed it. Death knell goes up. We've been 5. And then you're like, oh,
sorry.
Bye, Mountain King. That 13-point heavy just killed you.
Yes.
Aww.
Sad.
Aww.
But to me, she looks like a very interesting caster from like a circle standpoint. She looks like a lot more fun to play than Abby 2, even though I know Abby 2 is a lot more effective because she just does one thing and she does that really well.
Right.
Whereas Abby 1 does a bunch of different stuff, but you have to be able to put all those moving parts together to make something come of it, right?
A little more high-skilled than that. Right?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely a lot more high-skilled.
So we'll probably see JVM win the next Masters event with it.
Probably. Because I said there seems to be a lot of fun tools there, and I can't remember everything we talked about in our team chat, but there was like some interesting stuff that came up, but Matt said, it's like there's a lot of moving parts to this, a lot of opportunity for something to break down and just to stop functioning properly.
It's the thing, people who are just casual Legion players aren't going to get it right. They have to be dedicated.
Like we were talking about, you Blight Burst a bunch of, say, like Slayers or something, and then you charge them with Hex Hunters, and they have Shadowbind on their weapon with Bale. So you Shadowbind them, and now they can't advance because they can't spend focus to shake the effect. So you can kind of really lock them down. I guess that, but there's a lot of stuff that has to kind of happen for that to work, right? I mean, other ways to do it, I think I brought this up, it sounds super janky or whatever, but you play the Nephilim theme where your Nephilim dudes get plus two armor, and you take like a Blood Seer, right? And so that Blood Seer gives plus two to hit for the Blight Burst. So that means Abby's now like magic 8 against targets that are within that, so she can sort of reliably drop 2 Blight Bursts. And this is super jank, but you can put Wild Aggression on it, and it has crit knockdown on its gaff. So if it charges in, it can maybe knock down models that are in the Blight Burst, and now they can't shake because they can't be forced or spend focus or whatever. But like I said, these are like control things that are not necessarily killing things. So,
but control can be equally as frustrating.
It can be. Yeah. It can be. So whatever. She seems like a very janky caster that has a high skill cap. So I totally agree. We'll probably see JVM play here at some point. All right. The second caster is Thagarosh 2, the Messiah. And he got a speed bump to 6, from 5 to 6. He went from def 13 to def 14. He went from armor 17 to armor 18.
This all sounds good.
Yeah, these are great buffs. And he also got Sack Pawn, Lesser War Beast, and he still has... if you hit him for 5 damage or more, he gets to poop out a guy, right? Yeah. And it's Sack Pawn. So you just keep doing it over and over again on the lesser.
Until it dies.
Until it dies. Yes, and it's also like, he can really kind of frontline because he has a spell that gives plus 2 armor. He has access to Spiny Growth. I thought there was maybe something else in there. But that right there, that gets him up to like armor of 22 potentially, right?
Which is going to be...
pretty decent, unless you got Blessed Weapons or something, right? But you can have like... 2 lessers near him, say, like 2 shredders, and they run up, or rile, so they have fury on them. If somebody's trying to kill Thagarosh, he's just going to sack pawn to the shredder. When it dies, he gets the fury, so he's going to be really hard to kill with ranged attacks. So, that sounds pretty good. He lost Flesh Eater and Unnatural Aggression. He gained Aggravator, which... is not a terribly useful spell, I don't think, but it kind of goes well with who he is, I guess, because that gives his whole battle group hyper-aggressive, so they take a damage from an attack and they can advance
directly towards.
So sounds interesting in a way, but maybe there's more to it than I thought, but it's like Legion Beasts and stuff don't generally want to take that. And he's got the same sort of problem with a lot of like Legion and Circle Warlocks, where he doesn't do a lot for infantry. He has one spell that gives plus two armor. He kind of wants a big fat battle group because his feat is still the same, where the War Beasts get to advance their full advance and make one attack. And I believe that's after everybody's done their thing.
Yeah. I've seen, most of the time when I see people use that, it's retreat.
Yeah, it's a good alpha, way to retreat.
And then they back up again. So they're like, I'm now out of your threat range.
Unless you were playing Mark II and it was with the Shredder Span stuff, where they could, like, where they single, they went rabid and they got boosted attack and damage rolls. So you can get boosted attack and damage rolls. They also got, like, plus one or two to speed.
17? 17 of them?
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah. Stupid. Jeremy recently played an Abbey 2 list with 14 Shredders. It was pretty funny. But still super effective against Grimkin. Okay, so now we're on to the Archangel. And this underwent a little bit of changes as well. It got bumped up from armor 18 to armor 19, which is good. The breath weapon went from critical fire to continuous effect fire, which is
fire all the
huge,
time.
Huge, yeah, better. That's better. Yes. And its aura is now actually useful. So it only costs one, which is good. And enemy models within 10 inches that are hit by a fire damage type attack get plus two to the damage roll.
Oh, that's cool. So it becomes like a firefly to himself and
to any other friendly models that are doing the same as well. Yeah, it works really well. I mean, when I played him, I put in Feeble on it, like, really early. So he was just kind of using it to counteract the damage buff. But it puts him up to, like, POW 16 for his gun. Yeah. That is D3 plus one shots. So pretty serious. And then, like, I think almost all Legion range attacks
are fire damage. Most of them, are they?
Yeah, there's, like, the bolt thrower guy. But, I mean, you could use this in conjunction with Azrael. And
I say most of them are fire damage, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, the
Ravagor,
they're all barfing. Angelius and the Ravagor and
so
the Seraph.
So they all just got a plus two buff as long as they take the Archangel.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. Good for that.
Maybe see some Ravagors. I think they got changed, too.
They did, but can we talk about the Blightbringer first?
Sure, Blightbringer first.
Reduced the...
32 points?
32 points.
Oh, my God.
Legit. And speed went from 4 to 5, mat went from 5 to 6, and the command went from 5 to 6 as well. And the command's important for the abilities that he does, all the Withering Ash and... all that stuff. So it's a little bigger of an area you can use. The Boiling Blood Animus, it's only one now, and it went through a bunch of variations in CID, and in the one, when it's damaged by an attack, it could target any model.
Right.
And I guess they decided that was too powerful. So it can only target the model that does the damage now. So it basically gives you a little retaliation.
Is it still a spray, though? So if somebody shoots you from farther away, he still targets you?
It is, and he actually needs to roll to hit. That was another thing that happened during CID, where it auto-hit.
But if I'm 10 inches away and shoot, he tries to spray me back, he can hit other models then, as long as he's targeting me.
Absolutely, but he has to target the model that did the damage. Right. So if there's other models there, then yes, he can. And it is POW 10, and you get continuous fire. Wait a minute. Each model covered by the spray template is automatically hit. I lied, they did keep the automatically hit.
Oh.
That's pretty good. So, and they get Bernies. So, I don't know if this changed on the Withering Ash. I thought it was always the same. I don't know if something changes, but models without immunity fire suffer minus two defense and lose tough. So I don't know if the lose tough was there before or whatever.
Yeah, I think that was.
Okay. They lost then maybe tough. It was just the immunity fire that they added. He looks good. 32 points is definitely definitely amazing.
I
think you're going to see some people trying him out in the Primal Terrors list when the stuff drops, because he gives like plus two armor or plus two strength to warrior models. So, which, like, if you think about Thagrosh, he could potentially put the spell on him, have spiny growth and this, and be armor 24. So yeah. And this one is even a spell. So, blessed weapons wouldn't get around it anyways. So he looks very interesting, but like I said, Primal Terrors is maybe where people are going to experiment with it the most. Jeremy did make a list that was like Archangel and Blightbringer. So the
Archangel... just being cute.
Well, you know, the buffs the gun on that guy. And I think it also had, what's his name in it? The spear-chucking guy. The Nephilim with the spear. Azrael. So buffs his gun as well. But yeah, he didn't decide to try that.
I'm looking forward to running Kador with three Colossals.
it sounds wrong.
I'm going
to
do
all it. All kinds of wrong.
Just because it's dumb. Yes, I'm going to take it to a tournament dumb. And be like, can you handle this?
I don't know, man.
If the answer is no,
yeah. I'm pretty sure 10 heavies is probably worse than 3 colossals, but I don't know. Anyways, the Carnivian went down from 19 to 18 points. The Rat went up from 4 to 5, and they added continuous fire to the range attack, the spray attack. So, pretty good. Good changes. Absolutely. Still a little bit expensive, maybe, but at least it's a little better. Ravagors went down to 16 points. Scythians went down to 16 points.
But 16 points from what? They were at 18?
They're at 18.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yes. I can't remember if the Ravagors were even 19, but maybe they're 18. We'll say they're 18. So, yes, definitely a good change there. Still seem a little pricey, but whatever. I'm just coming from, like, Grimkin and thinking about it.
You know what, though? I like that they're... It's a start.
Yes.
We can come back to this in 6 months again and be like, hey, you know what, guys? Here's another point.
Right, right.
Right? Like, I'd rather see more of that than the overcorrection.
Yeah, sure.
To the point where you're like, oh, look, I'm playing this game, and there's now 10 Ravagors on the table. I can't handle that.
Sure you can. Just play a list that has Carapace.
Well, I can't handle that, so...
All right. And also, this one was a kind of surprise one, because it was never talked about in CID, but Typhon went from 24 points to 20 points. So, huge change there.
That's like 20% discount.
Yeah, big change.
And he was still pretty good at 24 points.
Yes. Well, you saw him. I think I might have seen him more before themes.
Because at 24 points, you automatically got a discount right away. Right, yes. Because if it was like a 20-point discount, you take them, and you get a 5-point or 6-point solo right off the bat. Yeah. So you're like, all right, whatever. Offsets the cost.
And they changed the text on excessive healing a little bit, but I don't know where they changed it, because it looks like the same ability. Maybe just clarifying some stuff. Yeah, just rules clarity on the stuff. Rapid healing is... Okay, so they're making sure it's the same wording as Abby 1's feat.
Right.
So you're not double-dipping on the healing.
Oh, I see. So that way you're not like, hey...
So some of the changes to the Ogryns have made it in here as well. The point costs for Warmongers was reduced to 813, and they get Unyielding. Hellmouths, they changed, and I think I agree with this change. If a tentacle moves outside of the command range, it just disappears.
Yeah, I think that makes more sense, because I've played games where they run it out of control.
Yeah.
But they just engage a whole bunch of my models. Now I can't aim.
Stand in the way.
Yeah, if they're not move, it doesn't get a free strike, but I can't do anything.
Yep. It is kind of dumb. And also, it stops the Veil shenanigans where she arc nodes it or whatever from a million miles away, right? The Warmonger War Chief was reduced to 5 points, I believe, from 6. Gained Unyielding and Powerful Charge, so it's Cleaver. And that's it for the Legion stuff. So a lot of good stuff there. Like, a lot of positive changes. And I think it's only going to get better when we get that Primal Terrors stuff going on. There's some really cool stuff there. Maybe some scary cool stuff.
I have to switch over to Kador just to ruin his day.
Why?
So I can blow him off the table.
With guns?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. He's still going to probably have a gun list.
I got my rockets.
No, I know. I mean, not him, but...
Yeah.
People usually try to have one list that can handle ranged, excessive range stuff, but yeah, no for sure. Excuse me. There was some stuff that was changed in, the Creel Company, but they're just, making sure that they can include other battle engines besides the War Wagon, because initially it just said War Wagons.
Right.
No, it's just all battle engines. And some stuff about Primal Terror is just clarifying the rules stuff. I don't know exactly what that was, but the important stuff was all the drop in points and the adjustments to the casters and stuff.
I do. That's the one thing I do like about CID, is that they do go back and, you know, address it now.
Yes.
They don't just let it sit stagnant forever until, like, a new codex comes out or something. It's like, no, let's get on this and...
Yeah, for sure. I think it's definitely good that PP does it that way as opposed to, like, a codex thing, because coming from, like, especially early Mark II when it seemed like nothing... changed, you just see the same stuff over and over and over again, because that was the stuff that worked.
Yeah. Well, that's what's always going to happen. There's people out there who only play the power stuff.
Yes.
The power list, the power cast. Some of the best players that I know.
Yeah.
That's what they're playing. They can't not play the best.
They want to play whatever gives them the best chance at winning. Yes. Which I can't blame them either.
No. I not faulting it. I'm just, there's other players I know that will play everything.
Yes.
Because they're looking to get deeper into the faction.
Yes, because it's not always like, I kind of find, and it's just my own experience, is that if you're playing the power stuff, then people are at least prepared for that. Or, you know, even if they're not, they think they are.
Yeah.
Right, and they've either had some reps against it, or they've done some planning against it and that type of thing, and they might do some stuff that surprises you, right? Whereas if you're teching against the meta, trying to build stuff that people might not be able to decode so quickly at the table,
right,
that can handle these power lists.
Which is what JVM does.
Yes.
You know, he's really good at it.
At teching the meta.
Hats off to that guy.
He's also really good at dodging Kador.
He has it, and he knows it, too.
Yes, he does. So yeah, it's different approaches, I suppose. Sometimes it's good to surprise your opponents as opposed to just playing what they think is. I mean, let's not... We're just going to kind of segue nicely into our Crix discussion, but the World Ender that was played today at X-Planet, Norbert won it, and he played whatever it was, 9-10 Slayer Gaspy list, all four rounds. So
he played all four rounds?
He played it all four rounds.
Gross. So,
which is kind of funny, because he told Fabio he wasn't planning on bringing it, but, you know...
You don't
have it works. It works.
He got his ticket. I love it. That's awesome.
Absolutely. And he didn't beat Chumps.
He beat Charles.
Yeah. I don't know who else he beat in between there, but some people that won, obviously.
I'm trying to think who he played for. Well, I stopped by just to say, hey, I'm trying to think who he's playing.
He played Beauchamp round one, and Charles final round. I don't know who he played in between, but he crushed them with Slayers and Gaspy, which is definitely a power, seems like a power list right now.
Well, it's so good. Like, if your excellent. Slayers are up there, and there's 9 or 10 of them, or whatever,
yes,
and you feat, and they use all their resources, whether it's Focus or Fury or whatever, to kill as many as they can.
Yeah.
How do you survive the next turn?
When Gaspy unleashes his 32 Focus and Hellfires or whatever.
I'm just going to blast out the table anyways. This is easy. Well, I'm not even going to boost. I got enough attacks. And you just see the dice going, you're like, oh, God.
He has a great kit for that, too, because he has Calamity. So he drops that on you, and now he's like Magic 9, and all those Hellfires are like POW 16. So, yeah.
It's ugly.
That's ugly for sure. So, and also just some people just have trouble dealing with those Slayers, because they're 13-21 against ranged attacks.
Yeah.
And they
Which
are,
is a sweet spot. We've talked about the sweet spot before.
Fantastic.
You know, when you're 12, it's...
Yeah,
it's
decent odds.
It's okay, but I'm
going
to hit, but... As soon as they hit that 13, you're like, my math changes. Like, it's so easy to miss.
Oh, God, it is, yes.
You know, the dice don't owe you a 7, you know, a lot of times.
Even if you're math 7, they don't owe you a 6, but it's a big deal. 13 is a big deal.
And then because
they're
20.
And 19 is like a solid armor. They don't have a ton of boxes, and their grid's kind of squishy, but those other problems are good. And the fact that they're armor 24 against free strikes and range attacks... means that they don't take as much damage.
Is it 24 against range?
No, they're 17 to 21.
17 to 21,
That's
gross.
So, you got to deal with that. That's kind of bad. And then, like you said, when Gaspy feats at the right time, he's going to be swimming in focus to blow up the world with. So, some armies will just struggle with the Slayers, and the armies that can take the Slayers...
will struggle with Gaspy.
they might overdo it, and then Gaspy comes in and murders them. Which I've seen a number of times, and that's what happened apparently in round one against Beauchamp got hell fired off the table. I don't know what happened in the game with Charles, but that's definitely a big thing.
So now we have Crix back in
top three for sure.
Yeah,
quite possibly the top of all the factions.
And it's kind of funny because, like, you know, beginning of Mark III, Crix disappeared. They were dominant, Mark II. They were that you would take a Crix list. Like, it was like, all right, this plays with everything else. Oh, I got a plan for Crix. Here's my Crix list.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yep. And I don't know if it's quite up to there yet, but it's definitely...
I think everybody's considering it. They might not have a specific Crix list, but they're definitely, like, considering it in their pairing, you know? I mean, the issue when you're trying to tech for Crix is that they have... a number of very solid viable lists.
Yeah.
Like Scar 1 in the Bane theme is quite scary. Gaspy 3 in the Slayers is quite scary. Denny 2 in the Bane theme or in the Slayer theme is quite scary. The new Satixis theme.
Yeah.
That's official now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That looks like there's definitely some options there, and I think people are exploring those. That's the Slaughter. The Slaughter theme is the Satixis and the Blood Gorgers and stuff, right?
So Texas and Blood Orders, I think so.
Probably. People are experimenting with that right now. I was recently saw a list that was like Gore Shade 1 in the Black Industries.
Because he gives list. Them all stealth.
Gives them all stealth. He gives them all Dark Shroud for like damage output potentiality. And what else does he have? He has like a pretty cool kit. His little girl gives -2 to defense and -2 to strength. So against like a beast, it's living model. So against a beast sort of thing, it's basically like getting unyielding, right? Unless they can remove her. He has Hex Blast, so he has a way to remove uptapes. He also has Lamentation.
Oh, that's so good.
Which can be brutal against some people. And he has Soul Gate, so he can commit Slayers, Stealth Slayers, and then pull them back, right? So lots of options there, I think. Sounds scary anyways.
I was looking at him.
And I've also seen lists with Venithrax, with the Bane, the Black Industries list with all the counter-charging robots and stuff like that, right? So, and then Scar 3 is on the horizon.
Yeah, I've been hearing about her.
And I haven't seen many people playing Coven, but they're still legit.
I think Coven is solid. I think there should be played more.
But I think they're still a high skill.
Probably. So,
they're still scary as fuck.
Yeah.
For sure. So, and a lot of people are, like, because that Gatsby 3 list is so skewy, you have to, like, be able to play against that. How do you play against that, right? There's not a lot of, like, they're vulnerable to magic attacks because they don't get any bonus against that.
But
it has to be, like, boostable
magic
damage attacks. for magic. And how do you, there's not, I don't think there's much in the game that can apply mass boosted magic damage, you know? Like, Bethane has changed radically, so she can't do that anymore. So, I don't know what does that. But, yeah, Crix is a bit of a boogeyman right now.
Yeah.
And it's certainly something that has,
But Ghost Fleet's gone.
Is it? Terminus Ghost Fleet, I hear, is still legit.
Yet to see it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's, I mean, we have everybody's like all like, Denny 2, Slayer spam.
The people who are smart bought the PP sale that they had with the battle boxes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they were $10 battle boxes. So like,
you get Slayers.
And you just stocked up right there. You're like,
yes.
This is amazing.
And then you have like 10 Dennys and 20 Arc Nodes
or something. Like, you're at $10 Slayers. That's all you're looking for. Like,
yes,
you can't beat that deal.
That is pretty sweet.
But I think if
Why didn't you do that?
I don't want to do it again.
Okay.
I've got...
Do you want to go through the
EE that I got punished for?
Yeah.
Body and Soul. I got Cephalix that I'll never touch. Like,
Well, McWaters is playing like 2 or 3 units with his Denny 2 list.
Yeah.
And he loves it because he's playing with the Jax.
Right.
And he's got these units that he says just, like, she's got, the fuck is that? Breath Stealer. So -2 defense. It's another magic ability 9.
Right.
And she's got Curse of Shadows 2, so she can get him if she needs to. So they can just erase infantry en masse. They don't need line of sight. It's...
They're talking about the Drudges.
Sorry?
The Drudges.
Oh, the Drudges, yeah. I'm talking about the three-man units. Drudges.
I think I sold 2 of them. I might have.
Did you really?
Yeah. Finally, like, started liquefying some, like, same thing, like... You know, I had the 8 units of Doom Reavers. I'm a dick.
Yes.
So what? It was such a fun list, though. Like,
was it?
Had a lot of fun.
It was gratuitous, is what it was.
It was gross.
Yes, it was.
Playing a tournament, we played the team event.
Yeah.
I, like, totally just ran up and, you know, against a scoring player, and he's like, if I move, you can get me next turn. He's like, yep. It's like, but what do I do? I'm like, it's up to you, but I got you. Like, it's literally nothing.
I went first. I win.
Yeah, it was gross.
Gross.
Oh, but yeah. Like, so many things I've committed to. And it's first world gamer problems, and I do it. It's fine. I understand.
Yes.
I'm not bitching about it. I bought the 10 Mad Dogs, mostly because he goaded me into it.
That's because I was like, I think I'm going to buy this.
Yeah, like, I'm going to do this. I mean, and I got a good deal on it. I'm not going to complain about that. I didn't pay full retail or something. Like, you know, I've got some contacts out there. So, like, you know,
but now you
okay.
can, like... Use them as berserkers.
Now I got berserkers, and I totally magnetized them all. I thought ahead.
There you go.
I knew the nerf was coming, and I'm still mad at Bubba because he stole 3 of mine for like 3 months.
Yes.
So I wasn't able to actually get it on the table because he didn't want to return them to me.
In the prime of its time.
Exactly.
That's the. I guess that's the funny thing about the Slayer thing, though. It's not like they're broken. It's just Gatsby turns them up to 11.
So I think then there's Gatsby that'll change, right? That's what they'll
quite possibly
they'll go and address.
If he's really egregious, it depends.
But you got to start seeing him, like, with Una 2, it was Una 2 in the finals, right? Like,
that's so
gross that someone bought the army, glued it together, and played it, and won the event. Like, it's like, this is gross.
Yes. Stupid
it's,
people
it's not at that yet.
No. It's not quite at that yet.
Still not buying 9 Slayers.
It's fast, and going second against that list is brutal, because the Slayers run 16 inches?
Yeesh.
So they are on the 23-inch line.
Yeesh.
And they have a 12-inch thread.
I guess maybe in that case you got to do the spread out.
Do they have a 12 or a 13? Which is six. Mobility is to 8, 11, 12. Yeah, they have a 12-inch thread.
Yeah.
So 23.
I think you got to split the table 35. In halves and like go that way, like in left and right.
Right.
And they're in the center because now he's going to have to commit to one of the sides.
I guess. It all depends on the scenario, I suppose, yeah. Right?
If it's a center one, you're just like, oh, that's fine with me. I'll just sit in the middle. But otherwise, then you can kind of swarm them from the sides. But if you just try to go out a straight at the center, you're in trouble.
Yeah, no.
Because they're just going to come right down your throat. And you're
Ugh. No, you can't. It's one of those things that you can't address head on most of the time. Sadly.
I don't know. I still want to play against it. I mean, I'm dusting off my trolls. I'm dusting off my Kador.
I haven't had a chance to play against it either. I've only watched people play against it.
I mean, I think
what they do.
I played Madrak 1 into Madrak 1 into Haley 3.
Yep.
And that was pretty gross. I would have won it had I had like another minute and a half. Right. Like I started getting ahead on the scenario.
That sounds terrible. I'm plus 2 defense. I'm plus 2 defense too.
And I lower yours.
And you're minus 2 defense. So you don't even have that.
Yeah. No, it actually it played better than I thought it would.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, he could have maybe played again. He probably gets it.
Oh, sure.
But I think it's interesting.
Haley 3's probably most common loss condition is Glock. Seems like intensive.
Oh, well, yeah, that was against Donnie, yeah. Seems like a very intense. Against Striker 2, and that was interesting.
Oh, yeah?
I made more of a game of that one, but if he played Haley 3, I'd just like, oh, God.
She's crazy. She's legit crazy. So, yeah, that's Crix. They're definitely kind of scary. I was looking at their ADR, and I think it's Agathea and Iacos 2, Denny 2 and Terminus, I believe. So I'm kind of expecting to see a lot of Denny 2 Terminus from Crix. You're like, no?
I don't know. I just, as like a small-time Crix player, I would probably do Gorshade 1 and Scar 1.
For Champions?
Oh, I know, not Champions.
No, I missed the Champions. They have those 4 casters available for Champions.
I missed the Champions part of that. I'm like,
but what? Denny 2, either in Bane theme or the Black Industries and Terminus and Ghostly.
You'll see Terminus, yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
What were the other two?
Iacos 2 and Agathea.
Agathea's not too bad.
No, she's not terrible, especially if it's a Champion sort of environment. But Denny 2 is like the hot sauce. Because
you could drop her into the, you know, someone who can't deal with stealth and...
Yeah, I mean, you can take her with the either Banes or you can take her with the Black Industry and make all your Jack stealth.
For I think I have her now. I think I got her off you.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't look terrible. The problem is just that there's better Crix casters, right?
But if you're Champions, then you're like, well, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, she's got an armor buff. So the Jack can be armor 23 against ranged attacks. Nice. And she has Parasite, which is great. Oh my god, that's great. I think a Ghost Walk on her feet, too. So that's pretty good. Yeah, I don't know, possibly. I looked at it and I was like, well, a Denny 2 Terminus sounds like a pretty powerful pairing to me. So. Anyways. Yeah. I think next Saturday I'm going to try to go to the Herb Mina Memorial Tournament at Cardboard. Because apparently he had a baby and we're
Chatty.
Chatty, it was Chatty? Okay, yeah, I knew he was a big guy. Chatty Farage's memorial tournament at Cardboard Classics because he's had a baby and we're never going to see him again.
Which was the joke, yeah. But yeah. They're also the ones who did the John Fares one too, which is pretty funny.
Yes. So yeah, it seems like a lot of stuff we talked about. I don't know.
It was good, yeah.
Yeah.
You're still going to stick with Grimkin? You're not switching it over?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to stick with Grimkin. I've been playing them a fair bit. They are good. Like, don't get me wrong, they are good. I'm a little concerned about their long-term strength because everything's going to be kind of changing around them, and I don't know if they're going to be as adaptable with the tools that they have to really keep up. But
right now, they're in a good spot.
Yeah, no, they're definitely in a good spot. And I think my team wants me to play them, so that's fine.
Yeah. But I say, like, sure, commit now, but it comes down to, like, 3 months before the event when you ramp up hard.
Yes.
Where you're like, no, it's going to be circle, and this is why. And boom, you play your games, you crush out your circle
games.
It's
possible, but right now there's nothing that's, like, shaking up the meta in circle. I mean, there's some decent stuff, but nothing that's, like, breaking it. And the Tharn CID isn't until the fall, so that's too far out to be of use to WTC players. There's not going to be anything useful. But that'll be good because I'll finish WTC with Grimkin, and then all and that new like, circle stuff will be.
Yeah, you're like clean sweep. I'm out.
Because there's that new Iona or whatever, the Tharn chick. So I got hopes.
I know nothing about Circle. Now that we have well, Alex, I don't know anything about her either. Too, so it's like, all right, well,
I don't know Circle anything guy. About her either. But she sounds, you know, we got hopes that she's going to make infantry into monsters, and Cro-Mac is probably going to be in the CID because he's like a Tharn guy. As well, and he could use some adjustment. I don't.
The good thing is, I'm going to say this: Will Pagani loves Circle.
He does.
He loves Circle, so you know it's in a good place.
Oh yeah.
And he's going to be like, okay, let's reevaluate this, and he's going to know right away. Okay, we got to change this, and you're going to see like a bunch of that go through right away.
Living war beasts need to be addressed a fair bit.
Yeah, I don't know. You win enough games where I was like, God damn it. You complain about it. You're like, just kill me. Like, why are you complaining? I'm dead. You win. Yeah, but you could have done. I don't want to hear what I could have done. I lost. Get out of here. I'm done with this.
Oh, I enjoy them. I do. And it's also like after playing a limited faction, and I haven't been playing them a ton or anything like that, and there's still lots of exploration to do, but it's not like playing a faction where there's like 16 casters and, you know, three times the number of infantry units and four times the number of war beasts and stuff like that. There's a lot more options, even if those options aren't particularly appealing or whatever. But Grimkin are strong. They got cheap war beasts.
Yes. What's the skin of Moans? 13?
15 points.
15 points?
Yeah. Yes. But if you get three corpse tokens on him, then he's like,
oh, it's so gross.
He's a monster.
13, 21?
13, 19, 21 with the death knell.
Oh, yeah. With the death knell.
21. Yeah. Yeah. POW 19. Two POW 19 initials.
Ugh. So gross.
I like him.
He's I got my core box down there. I can still do it.
You could.
No, I'm not doing it.
No. If you want to do it, you can play my Grimkin after.
Well, I got to say, I got a year to wait, and I'll just be like, all right, here we go. Dust them up.
Give it a shot.
I already did
They're
say
fun.
That.
I do love Arcana. I was kind of noticing, like, this is something I brought up with my team captain and whatnot. Going second against certain type of lists that are, like, hyper-aggressive on the table and on scenario. You don't have, like, a super strong feat to trade with. You have Arcana, right? And that's more limiting. Do you know what I mean? It's not like you can be, like, all the things ran up. You have your nine slayers or something like that. You're threatening the entire zone. I can't go in there with it, whatever. You can be like, I'm playing Haley 2. I go up and I make it so that seven of your slayers can't do anything this coming turn. So you don't have, like, an equalizing feat to, right. to sort of drop.
You need something that you can proc, though.
Yeah. So, he told me, well, start playing games going second. So that's what I started doing, and yeah. The game plays different for you when you're playing
you really
second.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. If you can master that, then you're like, oh, this is perfect.
It's important.
Yeah,
it's important.
Like, I got first. Well, that just changes everything. Yeah. This is now easy mode. I got second. All right, well, I'm used to that.
So. I don't think first is not always easy mode, but it's definitely like, if you're playing against lists that are super aggressive on the table like that, and they're like, you know, I've played against Striker 2 lists where it's like you leave your deployment zone and he's going to feat and kill all your stuff or whatever, right? At least if you go first, you can take up some table space and threaten something. So especially if you have guns or whatever that can threat further, at least it makes your opponent think.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're going second, they just run up the table willy-nilly and they're just like, unless I back up, my army's dead.
You need a feat that gives you +1 to your die roll.
Yeah. Right. There are lists that are like that. I don't know exactly which ones they are. I don't know if Ghost Fleet's like that.
Ghost Fleet
plus
does,
+1.
Yeah.
But there's other ones that will either have Alexia in them or something. Not Alexia. Anastasia?
I think so.
Whatever. Yeah. There's stuff that gives you +1. Some lists can get +2 because they can take their theme benefit and
her,
Anastasia, yeah.
Growth!
Growth. I like going first.
So you'll be playing that, and I'll be playing all the Mana Wars, because that's going to be so good.
I'm glad you're excited about it. I haven't heard too many Kator players say that they're super excited about that.
I don't know. Again, I didn't follow it. I'm just like, I own it. I'll put it on the table.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, Sorsha.
I'm sure.
Sorsha 3 didn't blow me away. I wasn't super excited about her.
No. I'm sure it's just one of those things where, like, somebody will unlock something that it's, like, effective, right, in certain situations.
Or, like, my Denny 3 that looks amazing on the shelf.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that.
Just saying. I mean, like, I'm a collector. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing I can't commit to is the battle engine.
What's wrong with poor Denny 3?
She's just not amazing.
Yeah, she's just not.
She's also a big battle engine caster.
Yeah, it's like everything can see me all the time.
She used to be kind of crazy right at the end of Mark II where she'd be like, I just feat turn one and then I come at you with 14 focus on me and I'm
armor.
Unkillable, like, or
armor
3. Or the other way, she feeds and then charges over your whole army. You're like, yes. I'll take all the free strikes. Yeah. Go nuts.
Don't care.
This is all good, man. Whatever.
I'm in melee with you. With my like land like, 6. Yeah.
You're like, oh, man.
Just stab you dead. Which is crazy. Yeah, I guess that's probably... Yeah, whatever. 7 soul tokens doesn't sound all that amazing. But she can give Warjacks 3 points by spending a soul token, right?
Yeah. 3, well, 2 technically, because it already has. Unless I had to spend one to shake or something, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds decent, but yes. It's not... It's okay. Not Gatsby 3.
Yeah. No, that's it. Like, she needs something, but maybe she'll let CID next time.
Maybe.
I don't know.
You were looking for her because she used to be up there for the longest
time. That's right.
No, now she's put in.
Shunted away into the back.
She's literally in the back shelf now.
Nope, nobody gets to see her.
So sad.
I think I played like 2 games with her, Mark II, maybe.
Yeah.
Never really got to.
Like, I think I can remember, specifically remember playing a game where it was just like, she just came tearing up the table with 14 focus on her, and I was just like, what the fuck do I do?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta stay alive.
No landing zone for you.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Which works. It's fine.
Yep. No, it's bonkers. Armor 30. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Now at least she's only like armor 21 for 14 shots.
Which is like, oh, not good.
Easier to kill than Karchev.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. All right.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We already talked about
it. Tune in next time where Scott will be playing Signar again.
Nemo 3, buddy.
Why did you play Nemo 3?
Donnie put it away. I'm like, all right, maybe I'll start playing
Nemo 3. He was tired of winning.
Me winning? When has that ever happened?
No, Nemo 3.
Oh.
And Donnie in Nemo 3.
Well, I've got the 4th Firefly on the painting table, so once I get that guy done, then I'm like...
Then you're going to be rocking the Nemos?
Yeah, it'll be a little different. I'd still like... I don't know, I guess...
You're still crazy, fucking crazy to play against, man.
Yeah, I want my trolls, I just don't have enough time to game. I need to decide on a faction and put the other ones away.
I thought you were all in on trolls.
I am playing the trolls. You know, but then I got mad about the Hooch Holler, and then I was like, eh.
Well, we do have at least 1 Crix player, right? You got to look at it like that.
That's what I kind of
What is the meta
right?
need?
Yeah, yeah.
We don't really have a ton of troll players in our local meta, so then we could definitely use more games against, like, Madrak and Cole Grimma and what's the other troll hotness right now?
Yeah, Borkatu is pretty good.
Borkatu. I have not played against Borkatu yet, but, you know, I'm sure he's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
I don't want to be stationary.
Not like this.
No.
Yeah, like I say, like, I've never been good at Grimm. I want to put Grimm 1 on the table and try to get some games in with him.
Yep.
Like, even if just Band of Heroes, not like building like a heavy shooty list. I like the games I was
I don't think he needs a heavy shooting list.
No. I like it. Like, and same thing with, like, what's his name? Gumbjorn, our game that we had. That was an awesome game.
Yeah, yeah.
It went back and forth, and it was, like, super tight, came down to points destroyed. I was like, whatever. Yeah. It was good.
Well, it's got some... tools in there. The fact that the Glacier King is like what, POW 15 when he does that thing, or 16?
POW 16.
POW 16 on the gun. Yeah, it's pretty fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
And he shoots good. Like far and I can see through clouds and stealth. That's pretty crazy.
It's pretty good.
Yes.
No, I'm gonna probably play that list a few more times. I like it.
And yeah?
Yeah. It was good. Like I said, that was a good game, went back and forth. I mean,
there's nothing like playing a game where you feel you're living under a gun. Like anytime your opponent has an opportunity, he's going to, like, blow you off the table.
Well, if that freaking house isn't there,
oh, then
it's a whole different game. If that was a cloud in the middle of the table,
oh, no.
You're like, I'm not going to be relevant because I'm going to hide way back here.
Yes. And the gun doesn't have crit stationary, or it does?
It does.
It does have crit stationary. Yeah. Okay, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's very good.
Because I was playing Heretic, and I was like, well, I'm immune to knockdown and blind, but not stationary. So that's kind of a problem.
And it's always boosted attacks. So because of Gunny's like, here, all your attacks are boosted.
Yep. Very efficient. So he has to buy 2 of them.
Yes.
And he's 5 Fury?
Yes.
So he can boost all 3 damage rolls, potentially.
So he... Well, he doesn't have to boost his... First shot's just boosted, so he boosts damage.
Yep.
Then he buys, boosts damage, buys, boosts damage.
Right. So he can fully blow on 5 Fury.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
He is also the only beast in the list.
No, it's true. So if you do that, you don't need transfers?
If you do that, there's no transfers.
But,
so you have to make sure that you're like, I am 100% safe.
Right, yes.
Nothing going to kill me, because otherwise, like, oh God, fuck her up. And you.
It's true. Does he have access to a free upkeep with the dude, or no?
No.
No, okay. So he's not going to have a wall, or there has to be someone on the table to keep you safe from all potential death.
Yeah.
But still, if you're going in on an assassination or something, and it was like, somebody we know, Mr. John Henry Jr., assassinated somebody.
Bottom of 1.
Bottom of 1.
And it was... Gatsby 3, I think.
It was Gatsby 3.
Yeah. Ran up in Camp 2 behind a cloud, being like, woohoo!
I'm safe! Nope. No, you're dead.
Nope, not at all. Like, oh, God, not like Jesus. This.
POW 16 gun at, what is the range when it's got snipe on it? 16?
I don't know. I can't say. Yeah, maybe.
It's far.
It's far.
I think you said it was 21 or 22 inches of total threat.
Sorry,
but that was included the plus one speed, so it was 16 inches of gun threat. So scary business. Don't like that.
It's good times.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna look it up to be safe because I can't see. I want to say it's range 12.
I could play Old Witch into that, and then you'd be back down to range 11. Actually, oh no, 16 inches. You'd have to be in her extended control area to do that. But she can't hide anywhere, so
it is range 12, so it goes to 16.
Yeah,
he walks 5 to get it to what do we say, 21 inches?
21. Yeah, pretty serious.
If he doesn't need the POW 16, he can go 22 inches because he does the
plus one speed.
Yeah,
on the stone
because it's a Northkin Gargantuan War Beast.
Yes,
so he gets the plus one.
Sweet!
I learn things every time I play. I mean,
I know, because you were like, I get this on everybody, right?
Look how far my fin blades run.
No! So what are the only Northkin infantry models you got? Oh, I guess if you're playing that theme, everybody, all the infantry is in Northkin, right?
Well, yeah.
But if you're playing out of the Northkin theme...
If you're playing them in Band of Heroes, which is what I was doing, then...
Can you take Fire Eaters?
No,
I don't think you can. I
don't think so. The only thing it benefits is basically you're just doing the plus 2 damage.
Right.
The ice damage, that's all you're looking for, really.
Right.
And
interesting.
Yeah. Unless turn 1, you're like, I can get my Mountain King plus 1 speed, so we can run 14 inches, which is like, could be good. If he goes first, he runs 14 inches.
Is he speed 6 normally?
Sorry.
Speed 5? Right,
12.
12 inches.
Yeah, yeah.
Still, it's 2 more inches of speed. It's pretty...
Gets up there.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Scary stuff. And I like to see lists with Colossals in them.
I do, too.
Just because I would like them to be a good choice, a decent choice, right?
You want to see the big guys. I mean, that's like what they were doing. They're the centerpiece of your army.
Yeah, no, for sure.
You know,
there's obvious limitations with them, but they should be a viable choice for competitive play.
I've got two, whatchamacallit, the Kador battle engines. I still want to play them at the same time. Like, I build Soldier One lists all the time. Like,
did you? Yeah.
One on that side, one on this side. I mean, it's Winter Guard. I'm like, whatevs. I get the points discounts for putting them in the list.
Yes.
Doesn't take much to get the free points, so.
No. And if those things are stationary, then they die pretty good to them guns.
Yeah, they hit pretty good. It's just not boosted. That's the only thing, right? It's POW 16, but it's not boosted, so.
16's pretty good, though.
Rough terrain's important. It's a control piece.
So. It is a very strong control piece at times.
Or you butt them together and then Sorsha never gets killed. Like, you can't see me! I love my Sorsha 1. That's why that Kator calls me to play Sorsha 1 again. Like,
oh, yeah?
I always had so much fun with her.
She seems amazing.
Because it's like, hey, look at that, I'm losing this game. You killed my whole army, and I win. They're like, well, how did you? I'm like, because you cleared a hole for me to get to you.
That's
like,
right.
You know, I'll save that feat just to get on you. Like,
Windrush or Cyclone or whatever she has. And then
Windrush, yes.
Windrush, charge in, feat.
Pop! And it's like, oh, additional die. Auto-hitting. Yep. This is glorious. And I've got it so many times. Like,
yeah, there doesn't seem much Kator rocking around here.
That's another reason why I'm kind of going back towards Kator a little bit. Because some of the bigger Kator players around here are not playing Kator anymore.
No. I think part of that's because they played it for a year
solid.
And they're looking for
Dave's still
different.
Doing it. But, you know, I'm just like, well, okay, well, I can just do something different than what Dave does. We generally don't play the same thing, so.
It's good for the meta to try to get everybody playing a different faction so that experientially we're getting all the tastes.
I can maybe still play my trolls. So it's like trying to do, like, I'll do trolls here on Mondays and I'll take Kator on Wednesdays.
Whoa. Can your brain keep up with that?
Yeah, because it's like two totally different factions.
I don't know. I don't think my brain can keep up with that.
It's just not enough games. I just need more games. I'm trying to get more games.
There you go.
If I get my 2 games on Monday and 2 games on Wednesday, then it's enough games. I'm okay with that.
And a tournament every Saturday.
Once a month anyways. You know, then it's okay.
Yes. Gotta do more.
I could have got a sitter today. I probably could have played, but then I'll do the math. It's like, all right, so I need a sitter from 9 in the morning until 9 at night. So I'm at $120.
That's a lot of money.
$20 to play. It's $140.
Yes.
I need $20 for food.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was like $160 to play a tournament. All right, I guess I'll dismiss this one.
Yep.
I love the game, but
not that much. You make it an odd number anyway, so they had an even number.
Yeah, that's right. Still, I wanted to play.
No, sure.
Went to Comic-Con instead.
Yeah, and you looked at some...
There's some hot girls there.
Ladies in some tight cosplay.
Holly T. Wolf or whatever, she's on Instagram. She's got like a million followers or whatever. She's a Toronto girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently she's a playmate.
Right.
She was in Playboy or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
And now she runs around dressed up as superheroes.
Yeah, whatever. She had a whole bunch of pictures for sale of her, obviously, and various ones. But there was like one, like a Stormtrooper. Parker's like, I like that one. And I'm like, too bad she didn't dress like that. She was like, I don't even know who she was today. She was like an X-Men
character. It looked like she was Phoenix.
Yeah, maybe.
She had red hair.
Jean Grey or something.
Jean Grey, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ton of Spider-Mans, like crazy grape smugglers, like cut, uncut. Like,
oh,
you're just
really?
Like so tight, you're like, oh, it's crazy. Oh,
nasty.
Yeah. And then
there's like, what was that, Wildcat or something in that one picture or whatever?
I don't know. No, that one was Black Cat, I think.
Black Cat, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But there was like a long, long time ago, I was at Gotham Comics, I think it's called. And they had, like, an open house day, and they had, like, artists in there drawing and giving away, selling stuff, whatever. And they did, like, a raffle. But just walking in, you got a ticket. So
yeah,
we were only in there for 10 minutes. They drew a raffle, and I won.
Okay.
So, and I won, like, a Punisher comic, but it was, like, a hand. So, like, a lot of times, like Marvel will sell comics with a blank cover.
Oh, okay.
So you can draw yourself or whatever.
Right, right.
So this artist, Hugh Rockwood, drew, like, the Punisher doing an aiming shot. Like, it's a full open it up kind of thing. It was sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
And... it's funny, like, I never could remember the dude's name or whatever. He was there at Comic-Con today, so I just happened to go by. And he has, like, this sweet Joker picture with a Batman puppet, and so I was like, ha, 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 on the side, or whatever. Like, I love it, and I was like, oh. So I was going to buy it, and I was like, okay, whatever, just leave. And then we went back again, and we're flipping through it, and he's got, like, a deal where if you buy four, you get one free, and they go down to, like, $10 each. I was like, all right, well, let's do that. Five for $40, let's do it. And then Parker picked three of them, and I was like, all right, well, I'll take that one. And then I got a Parker, Peter Parker, Spider-Man one where he custom wrote to it because he's the one who drew all these, right? So he was like, to Parker, you know, keep web slinging or whatever.
Right, right.
I was
right.
Like, oh, that's pretty cool. So it looks really good. They look nice. Now I got to frame them and start throwing
find
them around
some
that
wall space.
You know, some will show up down here and then Parker's
your wife's not gonna let those upstairs, is she?
Oh God, no.
Yeah.
She does. She's more of the this is our show house and you know,
right.
Everything's supposed to be perfect and look great and everything. I'm totally like, this is a nerd house. There should be nerd stuff everywhere. What, because
does she have people over here that she's like trying to entertain?
I don't know. Something? Like, who cares? They're your friends.
Well, I don't know if it's like colleagues or something.
No,
or whatever.
Never.
No, no?
Like,
okay.
You know, like I really like. There's like I got a picture against the wall here.
Yeah.
Greg probably has no idea what it is.
It's like a loon or something.
It is. It's an album cover from Tragically Hip.
Oh, okay.
And they did like a rare lithograph. It's a numbered thing, whatever.
Yeah,
so I
yeah.
just happened to like see it. I bought it, whatever. I like it. It's banished down here. Like, you know, I think it's really nice. It's
I thought it was kind of arty. Artsy.
Yeah. Colors are nice. Like, it's the album cover of In Violet Light.
Right.
You know, and then same with another one back here. That's
the Tool
a,
one.
Yeah, the same artist who does Tool stuff. He did that. So it's like, you know, it's sweet. But it's banished to the nerd room, so...
So, so what is Parker's favorite superhero?
Probably Wolverine.
Oh, yeah?
He loves the fact that he never dies. I had to tell him that he died, but whatever.
Because
right now he's encased in adamantium, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he was
in the comics or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Like, so he's like probably still alive in there, but
oh,
he's just not moving because it's a solid blob on him or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Somebody crapped molten adamantium on him or whatever? Okay.
So he also loves, like, obviously Spider-Man because that was... just because he was named Parker, people buy him Spider-Man stuff just because of that.
Sure.
He loves Batman, loves Superman. Loves Superman just because he's broken as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, Dad, he can fly. He's got X-ray vision. He's got heat ray. Like, he just goes through all the things he has. I'm like, I know. It's
got frost
ridiculous.
Breath.
Like, this is why he could just solve all the world's problems. Like, just crazy. He likes Iron Man. He likes them all. He's pretty good. But I think Wolverine and Spider-Man would probably be his top two.
Is he going to go see Infinity War with you?
Well, no. He isn't caught up. We haven't let him watch all of that stuff
right.
yet. We just watched Harry Potter this
week. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. The
took
first
about,
one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It took about 2-3 days to get through it because he's six. But he likes it. He's like, Dad, oh, this is really good. Can we go play games? I'm like,
yeah.
All right, let's go play some games. Buddy. So we pause the movie, take off for a couple hours, come back. You want to watch more of Harry Potter?
Like,
he's like, yeah. Like, he's super excited to watch it. But
it's like 2.5 hours.
It was pretty long.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we just finished it tonight at like 7:30, 8.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see at
if
3 in the morning if he has a nightmare or not.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to remember what the first one was. Wasn't it the...
Philosopher's Stone.
Right. It's the guy with the...
Voldemort's
face Voldemort's
in the back
of
the head.
Right,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
But that didn't freak him out at all. He was there's two heads. He's like, that didn't freeze him out like, at all. I think Fluffy scared him more than anything.
Oh, really?
The three-headed dog.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, like that was...
Not the troll?
No, troll was fine because he was kind of goofy.
Yeah, he was kind of goofy. Yeah.
Got the thing up his nose. I pull it out. It was all snotty. He just laughed, right?
Yeah.
We'll see if he likes it. We'll watch the next one.
Yep. I can't remember how old my kids were when we watched that stuff, but yeah, they were into it. Well, it was for a while.
17 years ago.
Like, oh, yeah. It was a long time ago. Yeah.
Like, I can't believe that.
It's a long time ago.
That was.
Seth read all the books and watched all the movies, and now he thinks Harry Potter is stupid.
Well, because he's the age now where it is stupid.
Everything's stupid.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, we signed off a long time ago. Thanks for listening if you stuck it through
All this garbage.
I think we'll
go to bed.
That's what we do.
Maybe paint?
Yes!
No, go to bed.
Yellow Trolls! Yellow Trolls! So I've slowed down too because my buddies have been playing fucking Call of Duty, so they'll message harass me. Come on, let's play Call of Duty. Come on. I'm like, all right.
Yep.
So then, you know, painted models stay there and don't get painted.
Must paint.
Must paint. All right, so again, find us on Facebook, everything War Machine Hordes, Party Foul, obviously. We have an Instagram, and we have a Twitter.
We have an Instagram?
We do. I think it's Party Foul Scott. I changed it. It used to be Party Foul WMH, but then I made one.
Maybe I should Party Foul Greg. Pictures once in a while.
You should do Party Foul Greg.
I should. I should download that app.
You won't.
Because I don't even have that app.
If you're not going to do that, send me pictures, and I will post them.
Oh, I should probably do it myself.
You probably could.
I can just post pictures of my games and painted models and stuff.
Is that you can always download it, and I'll give you my login, and I'll call it back to Party Foul again, and then we just both do posts.
Okay.
And it's all under the same.
I'll download it.
All right. Well, you tell me if you want to use my login.
I've never used it. I'm like an old school guy. Instagram sounds like...
It's the simplest thing. Because you're there to just post a picture of what you're doing, and then you can hashtag it.
Right.
And you just like, you know, War Machine, Hordes, Privateer Press.
But does... Nobody comments on it or whatever?
Yeah, people comment. If you have followers and stuff like that. But when you tag stuff, it helps other people find it a little easier.
Oh, okay. Because
if you did a pick Old Witch 2 or something like that, you tag it as Old Witch 2. So when somebody's doing a search, they'll type in Old Witch 2, and then yours will come up.
Oh, okay.
And then from that, they'll start following you. And
right. Blah, blah. So if I do a search for naked ladies, and all the naked lady pictures?
You're not allowed to be naked on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And the ones who do, they get flagged and deleted. And
right. This is offensive.
I do follow some hot girls, so it's...
Right. Lingerie lady or something.
I will share, don't worry.
Okay, sounds good.
I will hook you up, sir. So yeah, you can find us on all those places. Head over to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/partyfowl. Give us some love. We have a MacBook to buy.
We do.
It's so sad. Yeah. Whatever. I've been dealing with it.
Do you still have the MacBook? We still have some last rights over or something?
I thought I had it working. And I tried to edit a video, because that's really the reason why the videos don't work at all.
Yeah.
And we had some videos that we were trying to upload. Doesn't work at all, because it like starts to do it and then craps out halfway through formatting or whatever.
Right.
So I can still probably use it for podcasting, but now that we have this set up, I was like, well, no, let's try this and get it to go, because then at least if that dies, at least we know how to do this.
Right.
With the iPad, right? So that was why. So, yeah, really we need it for that. But then I was like, do I buy an iMac now and just kind of have a big monitor that I can move around down here?
Is that the one that's like the computer is the monitor?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fancy.
It's only 12 pounds. Okay. So I'm not going to like drag it around to people's houses or anything.
No, no.
Because I can do that with this.
Yes.
But for down here to record games or stream games or whatever, it's got good computing power. It's not just a little laptop. So
right.
I figured that might be better.
Sure.
So I don't know. I'm waffling back and forth. I can just like... Oof.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah,
that iComputer thing.
But I have a buddy that works at Apple, so I get 15% off.
Ooh.
So.
Sounds like you should buy both.
No. Because like the MacBook is like... Yeah, just to start it anywhere, you're at $2,000.
Right. Yes.
Like, and that's before adding options. Like,
yeah.
That's just like 256 megabyte or gigabyte hard drive. I'm like, 256? I'm like, it's like 100 in just operating space. I'm like, that's no space at all. Like,
no.
I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do.
It's crazy how fast that goes.
Yeah.
Whoever partitioned my drive is an idiot, because they put like, I think it's maybe like 150 gigabytes on my main drive, and then on the D drive, they put, like, everything, like, whatever it was, 350 or something like that.
They should have switched it.
They should have put more on which my, like, regular operating. I've had to, like, basically put everything from my operating portion of the drive into the storage part, and if I install anything or whatever, I have to install it on the storage part, and I still only have, like, 16 gigabytes left of, like, space, operating space. It's crazy.
Yeah, like, I think it's, like, 128 or something when you, like, just get a base one.
Yeah.
And you could bump it up to, like, a terabyte, but it's like $750.
Yeah, wow.
And you're just like, oh, I so want a terabyte. But the thing is, if I go with the iMac, it comes with a terabyte.
Oh, does it? Okay.
So that's the portability or size. So I'm like,
ah. It never sounds right when somebody says terabyte. It sounds like they're saying terabyte. Yeah. It's like terabyte. Some sort of monster.
And it would be amazing. I'd just be like, that's awesome. I have all the space in the world. Like,
yeah. I can download all the pictures of half-naked ladies.
Pictures? It's all video now, baby. It's all baby. Video now, yeah. Showing your age there, sir.
Yeah. Pictures are nice.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's what we're doing. You know, so hopefully Patreon will help for that. Yeah. Again, if you're looking for widgets, I got some CP turn counters. Message me directly.
Yep.
Party foul, whatever. I've shipped out, I don't know, it's normally about $3, $8, $5 to $8 for shipping. Yep. I've shipped some all over. Some guys messaged me and support us that way. The one guy was like, oh, I'll buy some. Like, just by fluke, he messaged me. He's like, hopefully that'll help you buy your MacBook. I'm like, oh, thanks, man. Like, I totally forget we even talk about that. So that's nice.
The needs.
The needs, yeah. So we'll get there.
Yep.
Yeah, again, that was our long sign-off, so.
It was.
Ciao.
Good night.
All stuffed up. Oh, I got to slide down lock. God damn it. And then hit stop.